What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03 on Monday, the 7th of July. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. The busy week ahead on Wall Street, including rising trade tensions with a key deadline looming, a look at Fed policy, and a wave of corporate earnings on deck. Joining us now in the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Tom Hudson, financial journalist. Tom, good afternoon, and thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour today. Okay, so the expiration of the 90-day tariff pause is the 800-pound gorilla in the room this week. What are you keeping an eye out for as that deadline looms?
It is, it's out there, Andy. We've known this deadline was coming. It sounded like even over the weekend with the Treasury Secretary on the Sunday talk shows, some would argue clarifying the deadline. Others would argue providing a little bit more road for the folks to kick the can down the road, that August 1st was the date that the actual tariffs would begin to be charged with these imports. So, you know, regardless of the linguistics here, I think the market has settled into the new normal of let's wait and see what the president and his administration is actually going to institute before it responds in a significant way. Although we are seeing, obviously, some concern and some volatility and some worry be priced into the market today with tariffs clearly back on the agenda.
All right. So, Tom, if the tariffs are maybe the 800-pound gorilla in the room, there's maybe a smaller gorilla, and that's the Fed policy that investors are keeping an eye on here. Your take on the central bank's next move?
Yeah, I think that smaller gorilla, let's call it a chimpanzee, kind of was lulled to sleep on Friday to some degree because of a very decent jobs report. No kidding here. You know, American employers are resistant and resilient, and they continue to increase jobs according to the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So I think what that does is that kind of lulls the Fed to a sense of comfort that its interest rate policy is correct for now, at least at the end of July. The market there on Jackson at the CME in Chicago is pricing in the expectation that the Fed may begin to lower interest rates in September, so the next meeting. And of course, all of this, jobs is strong. Inflation remains slightly more stubborn than what the Federal Reserve would like. That is giving it some pause maybe for a rate cut. And then, of course, there's just the political pressure coming from the Trump administration, which Chairman Powell and other and Goolsbee there in Chicago will deny is influencing their policy choices.
And so, Tom, you mentioned, you know, kind of a wait and see here with the tariff pause. You have the positive jobs report as well. I'm curious, you know, as we head into the second half of the year, maybe the biggest threat to the economy and the markets in your eyes.
Boy, the second half of the year, biggest threat. I think it is just the lack of visibility for investors from corporate America. You know, earnings have been decent. They haven't been blockbuster. They've been okay. Have they been enough to satisfy investors looking out into the first quarter of 2026? Because after all, that's really where the market is trading right now here in July. As you and I are speaking, investors are looking out for what does January, February, March of next year look like for earnings power for these companies. And of course, 26 is an election year. There's going to be a lot on the table, and the lack of visibility, I think, then feeds into the lack of confidence by investors.
Dad, thanks so much. That is Tom Hudson, financial journalist.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, it is a busy time of year for Santa. Summer is peak planning season for corporate holiday events, mail displays, mall displays, and festive bookings as well. Let's now welcome in Mitch Allen, founder and head elf at HireSanta.com. Mitch, thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour today. All right, so the holidays still a little bit of time away. They'll be here before we know it, however. Why is the summer such a busy time for the industry?
Yeah, you know, the summer is when everyone is already making those plans. You can't wait to the last moment to book Santa, whether that be for a mall or holiday season. And we're already fully booked for our full season Santas. Those are those mall Santas. But we are seeing a little weakness in the small business people that are wanting to hire Santa. But even with that, we're going to sell out again. We're projecting a very busy holiday season.
As you look ahead to the holiday season, Mitch, obviously busy to start. Are we seeing any new trends maybe that could shape the corporate Christmas celebrations here in 2025?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with all Santas, it's more about experiences. It's about those taking those photos that are Instagrammable or putting on Facebook, really looking at more and more people that are using Santa in interesting ways. And even Christmas in July, we're having a record number of events that we're doing for Christmas in July events, as well as planning for Christmas.
Mitch Allen, founder and head elf at HireSanta.com.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, home sellers are cutting prices as listings sit longer, a sign that the tight housing market is loosening and offering new hope for buyers after years of frustration. Joining us now to discuss is Rick Sharga, founder and CEO of CJ Patrick Company. Rick, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. All right, so we're seeing those cutting prices on some of those long-sitting homes. Are we starting to see the housing market shift towards buyers here as we head into the second half of 2025?
I think the best way to characterize the housing market today is it's heading into neutral territory. We've had one of the strongest sellers markets really in recent memory for the last few years. And those markets are typically categorized by not enough inventory, rapidly rising home prices, and buyers kind of competing with each other for the limited number of homes that are on the market. We're shifting now. I don't think we're quite in a buyer's market yet, although that may be the case in certain parts of the country, certainly not in Illinois or Chicago just yet. But we're heading toward buyers and clearly in more of a status of equilibrium right now.
So, Rick, you mentioned that shift. I'm curious what effect that is having on buyer behavior.
Well, buyers have been priced out of the market, and we hit what I really call an affordability wall when mortgage rates doubled a couple of years ago, combined with home prices that are up about 47% nationally over the last 5 years. So I think buyers are now coming in better armed, better educated, better informed about what's going on with these pricing trends, and they're negotiating harder. And I think for buyers in today's market, where properties are sitting on the market for sale for longer periods of time, home sellers are anxious to get these properties off their hands. It's a good time to go in and really negotiate hard.
You mentioned the affordability aspect of all this, Rick. I'm curious kind of how that is playing a role in the buyer's interest and maybe where affordability could go here as the year rolls on.
Yeah, that's a great question. We're seeing home price growth slow down dramatically across the country. It's very likely by the time we get to the end of the year that home prices will be flat year over year. And we're already seeing in about 11 states across the country, home prices are lower than they were a year ago. So it is a trend that's moving in buyers' favor right now. As properties enter the inventory, we have more homes available for sale, about 33% more homes available for sale than we did a year ago. And probably not coincidentally, about 33% of homes are taking a price cut before the transaction happens. So again, to your original question, we are seeing some movement in favor of buyers, and that's got to be a relief for people that have been waiting for so long to get back into the market.
And Rick, before we let you go, you mentioned kind of that shift to almost, you know, a moderate market here. So your advice to both sides here, the interested buyers who are maybe keeping an eye on these prices getting lower, and then on the other hand, those who are trying to sell a property and are struggling. What's your advice to both parties?
Yeah, sellers need to be realistic. You're not going to be getting 2021, 2022 kind of home price increases. And if you overprice your house and have to start cutting the price to get it to sell, buyers will sense that weakness. It's a little bit like sharks sensing blood in the water, and it'll be harder and harder to get something close to what full value for your property is. On the buyer side, don't be afraid to negotiate. Go in with a number in mind that's reasonable, but you don't have to expect to pay full list price. And when between a third and 40% of homes are taking a price reduction before they're sold, it's not out of the realm of reality for you to be able to get a better price than what that list price looks like.
Thanks so much. That is Rick Sharga, founder and CEO of CJ Patrick Company. Still ahead, the amount you really need to retire.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. Well, the stocks are trading lower today. Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Matt Shapiro, president of MWS Capital in Chicago. Matt, thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, we are rolling into the second half of the year here. What is your general outlook here as we look at the stock market?
Well, I think we're seeing today, of course, a little bit of a July 4th hangover from what was really an unexpected positive development, which was a full recovery, of course, from the tariff-induced mayhem earlier in the year. So coming back off all-time highs, more tariff anxiety today, with Trump sending letters to South Korea and Japan, insisting on 25% tariffs if they don't come to terms in recent negotiations, which apparently have been not really going that great. So on balance, the economy is doing well, but tremendous, of course, continuation, unfortunately, for investors out there of this kind of uncertainty.
Well, not really hard for anyone to know at this point, but when you talk about the tariffs, kind of the trade tensions, where do you see them going and playing out here long term?
Well, what has really surprised investors and economists was the knee-jerk reaction would be that tariffs would sink the economy, and they really haven't. Now, of course, the most onerous of them were pulled back, but they haven't shown up in the inflation data. And, you know, consumers have seen some stuff go up, but not really. Consumers are most concerned about expensive things in the housing market, you know. So it's kind of been diffused, and one would think, even though the tariffs were in, I guess, the middle game of these tariff negotiations, that importers would raise prices on existing inventory, and that kind of hasn't happened. So maybe there's not a lot of pricing power. So the optimists would say that most of these things, Andy, will be resolved, and the market will continue on the economic fundamentals, which are good.
So, Matt, you know, aside from the tariffs and kind of the trade talk there, there's also the Fed. How do you see that aspect kind of playing into all this here and the rest of the year?
Well, unfortunately, that is sort of like the second irritant to the market, which is the tensions between President Trump and Jerome Powell. And now, you know, the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. So if you look at the yield curve, short-term rates are a little elevated relative to a 2 and 3 year, showing the Fed is still kind of tight, even though there kind of is no inflation. So the Fed is fearful of tariff effects, which so far have not happened, but it's also putting housing in a continued awkward spot. So one of the best resolutions for the second half of the year would be the Fed ultimately bringing interest rates down at least 50 basis points under 4 a little bit, balance out that yield curve, and create a little bit of momentum, which hasn't been there, in the housing market to complement the momentum that we have had in consumer spending, which has really carried the economy over the past couple of years. We saw in that good jobs report last Thursday.
Before we let you go, Matt, I want to dive into the stocks here a little bit with a two-parter. You know, an area that maybe is the biggest threat to the stocks in your eyes, and maybe an area, an opportunity, a sector that with strong potential that maybe we're not talking enough about right now.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, the information technology sector, the second part of your question, which is your Apple, NVIDIA, Google. All those have had extremely strong earnings. So, of course, they have kind of carried the market back, but not all of them equally. So, for instance, on a downtrend day like today, for instance, we're looking at potentially adding to some Apple on a pullback here. In terms of which sectors are most vulnerable, the market seems to be deciding that, for instance, consumer discretionary, your PepsiCo's, your consumer goods are going to be, one, vulnerable to tariffs, and two, or they just don't have pricing power, so they have to absorb tariffs. So those are the sectors. That is a sector that we're more cautious on, more bullish on, the big winners, the super companies, the NVIDIAs, the Amazons, and the Apples.
Lots to keep an eye on here in the second half of the year. Thanks so much. That is Matt Shapiro, president of MWS Capital in Chicago. Up next, putting together a realistic plan for your retirement.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
For a lot of people, especially those behind on retirement savings, using a retirement calculator can show unrealistic numbers and make them want to give up, but don't. Joining us now to explain why is Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Ed, good afternoon. Thank you for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so we mentioned those retirement calculators can show really high and maybe unrealistic savings targets that can really scare people away. Why is that?
Yeah, see, you got to remember, Andy, when you're planning ahead, and especially trying to plan ahead for the next 20 years, there's a lot that comes into consideration in addition to your spending. It's inflation, market volatility, taxes. And so when you put these numbers into a calculator, remember, it's a general rule of thumb. It's not your own individual thumbprint, but a rule of thumb. And so much needs to get into consideration to make sure you've got enough money at the end of your plan. And this is why some of these numbers look so much more exaggerated than potentially could be.
So if you do use one of those calculators, Ed, and you get one of those maybe overinflated numbers, you start to panic, and maybe you just want to start all over, start fresh. Where should people start if they feel that they are behind on the retirement saving process?
Yeah, the first thing, Andy, is if you don't even know what your goals are, you're going to find yourself meandering around through life. So set up some good goals. What is a goal? This is how much I'm going to need to be spending today. This is how much I'm going to need in the future. So everyone should start with their spending plan and understanding where their money goes. So you save first for yourself, and then you spend the rest. And so setting this up, I think, is a good first step. Also, engaging with a certified financial planner could also be of good help to help define these goals and then create an action plan to meet those goals.
So, and when we talk about kind of ways to reduce some of those retirement costs, whether that be relocating, maybe downsizing, obviously, maybe a different scenario for each person. But where do you go when you get the question about kind of reducing some of those costs?
It's exactly what we talk about with clients, Andy, is what does retirement look like for you? Is it here in Cook County? Is it here in Illinois? Because that will bring up one set of costs versus going to, let's say, a lower tax state. So understanding that is really important, because for a lot of people, there is that flexibility. You can move out of state, pay less in property taxes, less in sales taxes. You can lower potentially your overall expenses where your shopping isn't as expensive as it is. So those are the kind of things to look at. And also for retirees, we're firm believers that Social Security will be there, right? Congress will definitely tackle this issue at some point in time in the future. But don't forget the important impact of Social Security, where that could also help offset. One last thing, Andy, that we guide our clients on, think about working in retirement, not full-time, but part-time, doing something you enjoy, because that also lowers the pressure on the overall portfolio to meet your spending needs. Again, another option in the overall plan.
Ed, you mentioned it. I want to dive a little deeper into the Social Security aspect here. What role can that play when you talk about kind of putting together an achievable and long-lasting retirement plan?
It's an excellent point. And so what listeners have to remember is Social Security is anti-poverty insurance. That's why it was created during the Depression, to keep seniors out of basically poverty once they lose their income. So ultimately, that's there as kind of a baseline. That could help. And again, when you've got that going up with costs of living inflation and things like that, it can provide a good base for most people. For folks who have higher income and higher spending, that's where that need to supplement, right? That savings is very important, because Social Security may only impact maybe 40% of what you spend, and that's where that rest will have to be borne either by part-time income and or your portfolio. So again, looking at the complete holistic picture is really important when coming up with a plan, and not being dejected because you're seeing a big number out there in front of you on some unknown calculator.
And then quickly, before we let you go, you know, another question is, you know, we talk about, we hear a lot that it really is never too early to start. For maybe some of the younger listeners who aren't sure exactly when to kind of start the process of putting some away for retirement and starting that process, is there an ideal time to start, or is it true that it really is never too early to start thinking about it?
Yeah, it's another good point, Andy. Starting was yesterday, right? If you haven't started today, please start. Do something. Invest in yourself, invest in your future. If you're working at a company with a retirement plan that has a match, maximize the match. Come up with a financial plan. Again, putting out those waypoints, having those goals to be able to tell if yourself, if you're on your right track in terms of your plan. So again, engaging with a certified financial planner or doing some DIY work, but put that plan in place, especially for young people, because that element of time is on your side, and compounding is a major element to that.
Lots of great information there, as always. Thanks so much. That is Ed Jurtzen, Certified Financial Planner, founder of Engage Wealth Group here in Chicago. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday. Still to come, our Monday Stock Picker.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Where it is Stock Picker Monday, helping us out this afternoon is Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial. Art, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour. Again, Stock Picker Monday. Let's dive right in here. What is your first stock here of the day that has your eye?
Yeah, first stock is a new name to our dividend list, and it's Halliburton. And Halliburton is one of the big three oil field service companies, and it's the cheapest of the three, and it just did a nice bounce off its 200-day, which is a very technical summary, but on a fundamental summary, I just want to say this prints at 9 times next year's earnings, throws off 18% gross margins, and has a dividend of almost 3.3%. So one of the best in the business. I think the entire energy sector is overdone, and I think Halliburton in and of itself is probably as cheap as I've seen it in the last 10 years. So Halliburton's our first pick of the day.
All right, Halliburton, a name many of us probably haven't heard since watching the NBA Finals, but good to hear in the financial world as well. All right, so Halliburton number one, and Art, where are you going with your second stock here of the day?
Yeah, the second one's a financial. It has been on our focus list for years and will continue to be on there. It's called Visa. The letter V is a symbol. I think that the story on Visa basically is it's a duopoly with MasterCard. So they run the pipes for all payment systems. So whether you use PayPal or any of the other alternative payment systems, you're going through one of the pipes that's owned by Visa or MasterCard. Also the best in the business, broadest distribution. And come under some pressure over the course of the last month or so when people started talking about stable coins replacing credit cards. That's been poo-pooed. The credit card companies are going to play a larger and growing role in the use of stable coins for payment systems. So when we look at Visa, we think it's a great opportunity here as it's pulled back from its 52-week high. Trading at a very reasonable multiple unto itself, less than 30 times. It pays a little bit of a dividend and is beating the market right now. I think it continues to for quite some time.
All right, so there you have it. We have Halliburton, H-A-L, and Visa. It's an easy one, just the letter V. Thanks so much. That's Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial, joining us here on Stock Picker Monday. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you can head to our stream and skip back to the time you'd like. There is also a pause and rewind function working both online and with the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.